We're exploring the work of victim impact panels on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In our state, victim impact panels, they're made up of victims, survivors, and offenders who are willing to open up and share their stories. The panels, they bring together people who have had loved ones killed or seriously injured, sharing the mental, the emotional experiences with convicted drunk drivers. Have you been on a victim impact panel? What was it like? Did you find healing? 800-642-1234. Mary Heft is Professor Emeritus at UW-Eau Claire-Barron County. She's been a restorative conference facilitator for Barron County restorative justice programs for more than 20 years. Mary, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. Good to be here.
Good morning. And we also have Monica Adet, who is Barron County Restorative Justice Programs Operations Leader. Monica, welcome back to you.
Thank you very much.
Well, Monica, let's start with you. Explain to us how your victim impact panels are set up in Barron County.
Sure. We offer the victim impact panel about 7 or 8 times per year. We do it in a large theater, and the folks that come to it can expect to be there for about an hour. They get to listen to a panel of speakers talking about just what you said, the idea, the consequences of drunken driving.
Yeah. And for these speakers, how do they come to be on this panel? What is that like?
Many times they have been a victim or a survivor or an offender who has made a choice to share their story with other people just in for the idea of helping others make better decisions.
And Mary, you've been doing these panels for such a long time. You're incredibly dedicated to this work. What do you see that is so powerful about victim impact panels?
Listening to the stories, it's hard to believe the powerful impact that hearing a story of a mother who has lost her 6-year-old son to a drunk driver, of listening to a daughter, a young woman named Angel lost her brother Michael. And on the same panel is Lee, the young man who drove drunk and killed Michael. So Angel talks about the loss of the brother that she adored, and Lee talks about living with the knowledge that he took her brother's life. Each story that each speaker has an immense impact on the audience.
Mary, you talked with these victims for years. Is it difficult for them to get to this point of being on a panel?
Yes. In 2000, our executive director, Polly Wallner, decided that we have 10 different programs in restorative justice, and she decided this is one of the programs we needed to add. But she would go to the victims. She would go to those who had lost a loved one, and she'd listen to them talk. And if she could tell that the pain was still too raw, too close, she wouldn't even ask them to speak. So you have to be very careful. We've lost some of our speakers we've had for more than 15 years, but some we've lost after a few years because, we have Kim, who lost her son, her 6-year-old son, and then Sean, Kim's husband, who is a driver who killed his son. Mm. And Sean spoke for 3 years with us and told a powerful story. But after 3 years, he said, every moment I spoke his death, I was reliving it.
And
so after 3 years, he couldn't do it anymore. But it's what we found with the people who do speak is they feel that they're keeping their loved one alive, and that it's something that their child or their brother, their daughter would have wanted them to do. So it's powerful.
We're talking with Mary Heft, who is a restorative conference facilitator for Barron County Restorative Justice Programs. Monica Adet is with us, the program operations leader, and they've been leaders on restorative justice work and victim impact panels in their county for many years. You can join in. Have you gone to a victim impact panel? What was that experience like? Would hearing stories from victims make you think twice about drunk driving? Join in at 800-642-1234. Monica, you also have students in driver's education in the audience for these panels. What is it like having, you know, students there as well as offenders?
I think we're one of the few victim impact panel programs in the state that include driver's education students. And I think it's kind of a slow realization of OWI offenders seeing that there are young people in the audience and those young people realizing, wow, look at how many people are driving drunk in 1 month's time that are on the roads, you know, when I'm learning to drive. So it's good for both sides for people to think, you know, the future of driving is our young people who are here today, that we don't want them to make the same mistakes that we made. So it's a great mixture of people to have together to make an impact on our community.
Yeah, is it mandatory for those student drivers in your county, or you know, can they come if they wish to do it as part of their training?
It's highly recommended by the driver's education programs.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our students, our county is pretty big, and some of the students, it's kind of a distance for them to come to a victim impact panel, but we see over 100 students every year.
Yeah. Mary, you know, in some states, people who are in programs to become a criminal justice professional, they also attend these victim impact panels as part of their education to, you know, better understand what victims are going through and have gone through. What do you make of that?
Say that again. Who's attending?
Yeah, people who are in criminal justice programs as part of their training, as part of their education. I've noticed some states are including them in these panels.
Maybe Monica can speak to. I'm not sure that we have that.
Okay. Yeah.
Do we, Monica?
Yep. I'm not aware that that's a requirement here, but it's a fabulous way for someone to understand the domino effect of drunken driving. I mean, how long it lasts in people's lives, how it impacts generations of a family when someone has been killed by a drunk driver. So just being prepared to know what the mental state of someone who's lost someone in such a tragic way is really important for a professional.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess what's important to know is that our panels pre-COVID and after COVID, our panels are open to the public so that if anyone wanted to come, not right now, we're still under limits of how many people can attend, but soon, if community members would like to come and hear it themselves, I think it's just a wonderful idea. I know I've read thousands of statements made by those who attended. After every victim impact panel, people are offered the opportunity to write how this impacted them, if at all. And of the thousands that I've read, of the thousands, three people wrote that it had no impact on them whatsoever. But the things that students and their parents and those who have had an OWI offense, the things that they write are powerful. And a lot of people say to me, Mary, they're just writing what they think you want them to say, and that might be true, that very well might be true, but I always say if one person in that audience is sincere that they're not going to get behind the wheel of their vehicle after they've been drinking, if only one is sincere, the program's worth it.
Mm. Monica, go ahead.
I was going to say, if I can share a short story that kind of goes with what Mary said. I was eating in a restaurant in Rice Lake with a group of friends, and a woman walked up to me in the restaurant and asked me, "Are you that victim impact panel lady?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "My son called me in the middle of the night the other night asking for a ride home and told me he had too much to drink." And she said, "I was a little irritated, but I went and picked him up. And the next day when we talked about it, he said, 'Mom, I remember that woman who lost her son, and I didn't want you to have to go through that, so I called you.'"
Wow. We're talking with Monica Audette and Mary Heft, working on advancing restorative justice programs, victim impact panels in Barron County. We're looking at their work and what it means in drunk driving convictions. Would hearing stories from victims make you think twice about driving intoxicated? Do you have a cautionary story about drunk driving you wish to share? Be part of this 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a moment with more on the Ideas Network. We're discussing victim impact panels and this type of intervention at work in drunk driving cases in Northwest Wisconsin. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. These panels in Barron County, they're a way for OWI offenders and student drivers to discover and hear from the source how drunk driving can forever change someone's life and their community. Have you attended a victim impact panel? What was it like for you? Join in 800-642-1234. Mary Heft is restorative conference facilitator and Monica Audette is operations leader for Barron County Restorative Justice Programs, and they stay with us. Monica, we are talking there about the pandemic, COVID, pre-COVID and after COVID. How have the panels been impacted by the pandemic?
One of the biggest ways is by the fact that we've had to limit the audience size. In a normal situation, we would have 125 to 150 people attend every panel, and we've had to limit, sometimes we had to limit our group to 10 people. Right now, we're at a limit of about 50 people at a time. So that's been the biggest impact. I would have to also say that drunken driving is going up in the state. And we're not sure if that's due to the pandemic or not, but we've had a little spike in the number of people getting behind the wheel, especially at those people that are four and above in the number of offenses that they have.
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin has seen increases in vehicular deaths during the pandemic. You know, from your perspective, Monica, what is going on, do you think? You know, why the increase?
I'm not really sure if people are feeling more isolated, you know, less things to do, less ways to socialize if they're getting out and drinking and then getting behind the wheel. And one of the hard parts is when you're in a more rural area is the idea that, gosh, we got a lot of land to cover to even catch drunken drivers. And most often a drunken driver gets behind the wheel about 80 times before they are caught the first time. Mm. So, you know, as a driver, even if you are out on the road at some of the times when people are getting out of bars or leaving parties, you have to be on, you know, be on the lookout and be prepared as well to drive defensively.
Yeah. Mary, go ahead.
I would just like to say that there might be a lot of skeptics listening to this saying, are you kidding? You go to an hour program, you listen to someone tell their sad story, and is that really going to have an impact? And we're left to wonder that as well. But the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute took a look at drunk driving deaths. And based on data between 2013 and 2017, they identified Barron County with the lowest number of alcohol-related driving deaths of all 72 counties. And so, I mean, that leads us to believe that it's an hour in someone's life to attend this program. It's 1 hour in their life, but it's very likely saving lives. And then one more thing, because I know we're short on time, but Monica and I wrote a book called From a Single Pebble, Barron County Restorative Justice Programs. And we wrote that book. We have 10 programs in restorative justice. And we wanted people listening to this in Wisconsin and throughout the United States to know exactly how we set up each one of these programs so that if the program sounds good to them, they can start it in their county, they can start it in their city. They're low-cost programs that restore victims, that save lives. Wonderful book.
A recipe kind of guidebook there
to
putting it together.
Every penny from the sale of that book, you can get it at Amazon.com, but every penny goes to restorative justice.
We're talking with Mary Heft, who is a restorative conference facilitator for Barron County Restorative Justice Programs. Monica Adette is the program's operations leader. And we're talking about victim impact panels as part of restorative justice work in their county and across Wisconsin. Nancy is joining us from Grafton. Hi, Nancy. What is your story?
Well, I just found an old paper, Wausau Daily Record Herald. It said it was printed December 19th, 1949, and on the front page of this paper is there's a car all smashed up, and it says, woman killed in traffic crash. Well, that woman was my mother, and it was a week before Christmas, and a drunk driver hit my dad's car, and my mother was killed, and my A young fellow, 18 years old, it happened right in front of his dad's tavern. The guy was supposed to stop, but he was drunk, and he didn't. And he hit my dad's car, and I was 14. And well, later on, my husband, well, he was only 18 at the time, but he saw this body underneath a truck parked by his dad's tavern. And he climbed under, and he picked up that little bundle, and it was my mother. And he was carrying her into their dance hall they had in their tavern, and she died in his arms.
And Nancy, I'm so sorry.
Years later,
we
were going to high school to the jail on a road trip. I was a freshman in high school, and there was the guy that hit and killed my mother as he was walking around kind of like a janitor in the jail up in Marathon County there. But it was I'll never forget this. Some things you forget, but, you know, years later I married. Not too many years later I married that Bob. And we've always had that experience, but here's that old paper.
Wow. What a tragic story, Nancy, and thank you for sharing.
And Nancy, I'm so sorry for your loss, but 10,000 people are killed every year in the United States by accidents caused by drunk driving. So you are not alone.
I'm wondering, you know, Monica, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD, also has victim impact panels. Does Barron County have cooperations or collaborations on this work?
We do not. Nope. And actually a story similar to Nancy's is what started our program. There was a young man in our community who was driving drunk, and he killed two people. And the family members wanted to meet him. And one of the things that they asked him to do was to share the message, don't get behind the wheel. So that is how our program started. An offender who had a story that he wanted to share to say, you know, he spent 20-some years in prison. He was in his 20s when he went into prison. And so when he came out, he had never seen a cell phone. He didn't really know much about microwave ovens and things like that. That his life was impacted, but the families, you know, were devastated, just like Nancy said. And that gives that chance for people to see that impact, similar to what Mothers Against Drunk Driving would also do.
What is the likelihood that the convicted drunk drivers will reoffend after going through victim impact panels? Do you have any data there, Monica?
We do. We just did a 3-year study going back. So folks who've attended a victim impact panel because of a first OWI, 87% of them do not reoffend. That means only about 13% do reoffend. And like Mary said, going to an hour program, I'm just so grateful that we can have enough impact on people. Not that we are the only, you know, resource in their life when they've had an OWI, but just hoping that makes a difference. Maybe we are just helping people make that decision to make a change in their life.
Mary, as we wrap up, what would you say to other communities who would like to replicate your program?
Well, this is so self-serving, it sounds, but by the book, From a Single Pebble, Barron County Restorative Justice Programs,
You'll find out exactly how we set up victim impact panels. You'll hear the stories of everyone, of our district attorney who lost her father to a drunk driving, he was driving drunk, of Bev, Vicky, Angel, Kim. You'll hear their stories and you'll see how easy this is and how low cost it is to do these programs.
Well, Monica and Mary, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you.
Monica Audette is Program Operations Leader for Barron County Restorative Justice Programs, and Mary Heft has been a Restorative Conference Facilitator since the program got started there in 1999. As they said, the two of them wrote about their experience in a book called From a Single Pebble. Coming up, a travel writer for the Washington Post tells us what we need to know about rules surrounding vaccinations, flying, vacation destinations. That's right after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.